Accession number 20297, Reel 2.
Jack Murdoch, Reel 2. So, what kind of clearing jobs were these civilians doing for you?
More or less clearing up the area and removing dead bodies.
How were the dead bodies moved?
I think they used military transport. I'm not certain. I think they did.
What kind of job would you have when you're at Sandbostel?
More of a sort of guard job.
Yeah. When you were at Sandbostel, did you see any British or Allied POWs?
No, I didn't.
How were the German civilians treated who were brought in to do the clearing up?
They were treated fairly well. I never had any complaints or anything.
Did you speak to any of the victims of the camp?
Not really, no.
What happened next?
I think we moved then to Wilhelmshaven.
To do what?
That was just part of the occupation. And then that's where the battalion went back to TA again.
So you were now in the occupation of Germany?
Yes.
Can you tell me about that, please?
My next job was on the police at number 7 civil internment camp. That was in Iserlohn, in Germany.
Who was being interned?
As far as I know, these weren't military, these were civilian. I should think that would be before the Nuremberg trials. I never really knew what... there was about 3,000 in this camp, people.
Germans?
Yes.
How were they behaving?
Not too bad at all. We used to have roll calls every now and again. But they always seemed reasonably pleasant. And we were treated properly. From there we moved to a place called Eselheide near Sennelager, the training area in Germany. And then after that, I went to Bielefeld, so I was finished with them. And then to Berlin.
Did anybody try to escape from the Iserlohn camp?
No, not while I was there.
How did you feel about having to do that job?
I quite enjoyed it. It wasn't too bad, and there was no sort of unpleasantness at all from the inmates or anybody else. You know.
What do you recollect happening next?
I finished. I don't know what happened to them then. Whether they were all dead. I then was posted to Bielefeld, and then from Bielefeld to Berlin. On a police job, HQ, British Troops Berlin.
Were you still in the Cameroonians?
I was still a Cameroonian, yes, but because my battalion had gone back TA.
But to where?
They called it extra regimentally employed, because my regiment wasn't there anymore.
So you weren't in the Royal Corps of Military Police?
No, we were classed more like regimental police. After Berlin.
What happened to you in Berlin?
Well, I was on the, that was more like regimental police, and then when that job finished, I was posted to Bad Oeynhausen on the garrison police at HQ BAOI.
Were you supposed to be controlling British troops? Who were you policing?
In Bad Oeynhausen, we're troops, and because it was a garrison town, and we had all barriers which all civilians had to have passes to get in if they were employed by the military or what. Otherwise, they weren't allowed into the Bad Oeynhausen at all. All the roads had barriers on them.
What kind of trouble were you dealing with?
There wasn't trouble as such. It was just to make sure that no illegal people got in, because that was the headquarters of the British Army of the Rhine.
So it was like a guard?
Yeah. We had... the barriers were manned all the time, 24... manned day and night. And there were three of us. I was in charge of one shift, and we used to go around at night. We had German drivers then from a transport company in Minden. They had British officers, but the drivers were German. And they used to come and stop with us for a week or a fortnight, and they used to drive us on at night on the patrols around the barriers.
Did you ever have any trouble or intruders?
Not that I can remember. The German drivers you had were very good. In fact, they enjoyed the job so much that they were actually from Minden, and of course we were in Bad Oeynhausen, and they used to volunteer to stop.
To stop what? In the job?
Driving for us, for the garrison police.
Why was it so popular with them?
I don't know. Some of them had been ex-soldiers, but again, they were, most of them were the same as us. They had just been called up. They were usually pretty present and pleasant and helpful.
Was there ever any trouble between local Germans and the British Army?
No, I never heard of any at all,
How did British soldiers feel about being in Germany as a posting?
I think, particularly the ones that had come through the war, they quite enjoyed it. It wasn't too bad. It was quite pleasant there. It wasn't unlike Britain in a way.
And is Bad Oeynhausen near Minden?
Yes, it's sort of between Minden and Bielefeld. And another place that was near hand was Herford. It's a German Herford.
And you were doing this job for some time?
I was there. Until 1953. And then we had in Scotland the Highland Brigade, Lowland Brigade, and if a regular battalion was short of regular NCOs, they could call on you. So then I was had posted back to Berlin to join the 1st Battalion, the Royal Scots, who eventually went back to Edinburgh and then Edinburgh to Korea.
What job did you have with Royal Scots in Berlin?
When I arrived there, I didn't have any sort of particular job at the time.
Were you in a company and platoon with them?
When we got back to Edinburgh, I had to do a sort of temporary job, which was supposed to be medical sergeant. And then after that, I went to an infantry company as a platoon sergeant. I was a corporal then. That's right.
Do you remember which company you were in?
I was in A Company for quite a bit. And then when we came back to Egypt, I was then posted to HQ 2 Brigade on transport, and then I came back with HQ 2 Brigade to Bulford, and then I was made MT Sergeant there in Bulford, and I was there up until August 56. I rebadged back to my own regiment, the 1st Battalion, who were coming back to Edinburgh to go to the Persian Gulf.
How did you like being in Royal Scots after the Cameronians?
I didn't have any complaints as such, but you tend to be known as that Cameronian. Even when you weren't on parade. It was always that Cameronian moving in the rear rank, even when I wasn't there.
Did the Royal Scots have different ways of going on from Cameronians?
The drill was different. Because light infantry, we don't slop arms. We shoulder arms and trail. So I had to learn their drill, which was quite easy anyway. And, of course, theirs was a slower pace. Because we do 140 to 160 paces a minute in the light infantry.
So Cameronians are light infantry?
Yes. On main big parades where other regiments, what the command used to be, Cameronians stand still, remember, quick march, because otherwise we would have left a lot standing.
What's the difference between presenting arms and sloping arms?
The present, that you did the present from the shoulder, whereas with the other lot, they are at the slope when they have to do the present. But we actually did it from the shoulder arms and then up.
And you went to Korea with the Royal Scots?
Yes.
What was it like in Korea?
It wasn't too bad. We didn't get involved in very much. We were on, eventually got as far as the River Imjin, and from, I can't remember exactly when it was, then more or less the ceasefire came into being, so we didn't get involved in very much there other than just keeping the peace, you know.
Did you arrive after the armistice or before it?
No, before. We were actually on the banks of the River Engine when the armistice was signed.
Were you in any fighting in Korea?
Not really, no. Not any hand-to-hand fighting at all.
What was the fighting? What did the fighting consist of?
We were more or less just holding positions on the river, you know. But actually, not like the other. We didn't. There was no sort of attacks or anything because I think it was probably all sort of nearing an end then.
Was there any shelling?
There was some, not a lot.
What were living conditions like in Korea?
Pretty cold. It was mainly, they had, after things finished, they had, it was more or less sort of tents with, they had space heaters in them. Which were a bit dangerous because sometimes if the pipe got hot, the chimney pipe, you could end up with the tent on fire. But that was all weird. We didn't have any barracks or any buildings.
Did any tents catch fire?
Not that I know of. They nearly did, I think, sometimes. But
did you have any contact with Korean civilians?
A little. We had Korean, I suppose you could call them soldiers. We had usually two per section. They had a funny name for them. They called them catcoms. What that meant in Korean, I don't know. They were pretty good. Pretty keen lot they were.
And were you several months in Korea?
I can't remember the exact date. We then went from Korea to Egypt. That would have been, I should think that was the latter part of 1954. I should think we went to Egypt. And then November 54, we moved back to Bulford near Salisbury.
Whereabouts were you in Egypt?
At Suez. We used to patrol the canal roads.
Was there any trouble there?
I was there, we didn't have any trouble. After all the troops pulled out then, because we had I think that was 1956, we had the troubles at Suez, didn't we?
Yes. What was the attitude of the Egyptian civilians towards you?
Any of the ones I encountered, they were all right. Weren't too bad at all.
Which did you like the better, Egypt or Korea?
I think there was because the Korea was cold, where Egypt was warm, different climate. But it wasn't unbearable. It wasn't too bad at all.
And then you went to Bulford with Royal Scots?
I didn't go to Bulford with the Royal Scots. I was still in the Royal Scots, but I went to Bulford with HQ2 Brigade on transport. And then I was eventually the MT sergeant there up until August 56. And I asked to rebadge back to my own regiment, which was 1st Battalion, was coming back to Edinburgh and then going to the Bahrain and the Persian Gulf.
Now, when you joined up in 1942, you'd been conscripted.
Yes.
So that must have been just for the duration of the war.
Yeah, I would have been demobbed, I think, about 1947. But then I thought it was too late then to serve the time as a trade or something. So I decided to take on and do the 22. I don't regret it. I enjoyed it. I don't think I'd ever joined up originally, but being as I was already in, I don't regret having been in it. I saw parts of the world that I normally couldn't afford to see.
So you signed up for 22 years in 1947?
Yes, it would have been round about then.
And were you rebadged back into Cameroonians?
I was rebadged after the Royal Scots, and I was in the Cameroons up to the battalion. Yeah, we came back in, when was it? 1960. We came back. Now get mixed up. First of all, we were in Bahrain, and then we went to Kenya. And we were only there a short period, and we had to go to Jordan to look after King Hussein. And we were there for, I should think, about 6 months. And then back to Kenya. And from there, when we came home in 1960, that was a battalion. And then I was posted to Hamilton as a permanent staff instructor for the TA. I finished my time there on the 14th of January, 64, and that was my army service complete.
And why had the battalion gone to Bahrain?
I think it was to do with the oil and different things. I think there was talk that there was a bit of threat from Iraq. I think we were stationed part of the battalion in Bahrain. There was a company in Sharjah. I spent a period down in Aden. It was an RAF compound, and we were building a transit camp there for troops going back and forward.
Did you come across trouble in either Aden or Bahrain?
No, we had no trouble in Bahrain at all. There was parts of Aden where, of course, in these days it was Nasser in Egypt, and they used to shout to the troops Nasser, because they obviously were on his side. But that was at a place called, I think it was called Mala. It was on the way down into Aden. In Aden itself, there wasn't any problems.
So what did the troops do when somebody shouted Nasser?
It's probably unrepeatable.
Did they say something back?
I expect so. No, not the Cameroonians were from Glasgow. They would have an answer.
And you're in Kenya as well?
Yes. We were stationed at a camp called Mithega, about 5 miles outside of Nairobi.
What was happening in Kenya at the time?
Not much. Vehicles and things going out, they usually had a sentry or armed sentry with them, but I don't think there was any problems at that time. Mama had actually finished. Yeah.
Did you like the posting in Kenya?
Yes, it was very pleasant. Yeah. We were reasonably free to travel around.
Did you meet your wife in Kenya?
Yes, she was a nursing sister at the European Hospital in Nairobi.
And then you went to Jordan during this crisis over King Hussein?
Yeah, that would have been, I should think, 1957 or 1958 we went there. We were there, I should think, roughly about think about 6 months.
Did you have to fly in?
We flew in from Nairobi to Aden, and then we got on the next aircraft carrier, the Bulwark, and we travelled up to Aqaba in Jordan on that, and then by road up to Amman. On the way back, I think we flew back to Aqaba, and then we came back on the, some of us were on different ships. I came back on the cruiser Ceylon from Aqaba to Mombasa, and then we went up by road to Nairobi.
What happened to you when you were in Jordan itself?
It was more or less looking at the guardian, looking after King Hussein. There seemed to be a problem. He couldn't trust his own troops. The Foreign Legion ones, I think they called them the Foreign Legion, he seemed to be able to trust them more than his own people. And we were there until it all seemed to settle down after a bit. I've since had a medal which was sanctioned by King Hussein before he died.
What was the attitude of Jordanians towards you and the other British troops?
Very good.
Did you see King Hussein?
Only at a distance. He was always occupied in fast cars and motorcycles, and it was on the airstrip. We were stationed there. I think originally the RAF had been stationed there, and it was actually on the airstrip. We used to see him quite often there, driving his cars around. And he used to fly the planes as well.
What rank did you finish with in the army in 64?
Sergeant.
Did that mean you're entitled to a pension?
Yes. I got a pension for 22 years.
Was it a satisfactory pension?
Could do with a bit more, I should think.
How do you feel now about having served in the army for all those years?
It never done me any harm, and anyway, I accept discipline, so it didn't bother me at all. I quite enjoyed it.